I remember Mitchell Sanders smiling as he told me that story. Most of it he made up, I'm sure, but even so, it gave me a quick truth goose. Because it's all relative. You're pinned down in some filthy hellhole of a paddy, getting your ass delivered to Kingdom Come, but then for a few seconds, everything goes quiet, and you look up and see the sun and a few puffy white clouds, and the immense serenity flashes against your eyeballs. The whole world gets rearranged, and even though you're pinned down by a war, you never felt more at peace. What sticks to memory often are those odd little fragments that have no beginning and no end. Norman Bowker, lying on his back one night, watching the stars, then whispering to me, "I'll tell you something, O'Brien. If I could have one wish, anything, I'd wish for my dad to write me a letter and say it's okay if I don't win any medals. That's all my old man talks about, nothing else. How he can't wait to see my goddamn medals." Or Kiowa teaching a rain dance to Rat Kiley and Dave Jensen, the three of them whooping and leaping around barefoot while a bunch of villagers looked on with a mixture of fascination and giggly horror. Afterward, Rat said, "So where's the rain?" And Kiowa said, "The earth is slow, but the buffalo is patient." And Rat thought about it and said, "Yeah, but where's the rain?" Or Ted Lavender adopting an orphan puppy, feeding it from a plastic spoon and carrying it in his rucksack until the day Azar strapped it to a Claymore anti-personnel mine and squeezed the firing device. The average age of our platoon, I guess, was 19 or 20. And as a consequence, things often took on a curiously playful atmosphere, like a sporting event at some exotic reform school. The competition could be lethal. Yet, there was a childlike exuberance to it all, lots of pranks and horseplay, like when Azar blew away Ted Lavender's puppy. "What's everybody so upset about?" Azar said. "I mean, Christ, I'm just a boy." I remember these things, too. The damp fungal scent of an empty body bag. A quarter moon rising over the nighttime paddies. Henry Dobbins, sitting in the twilight, sewing on his new buck sergeant stripes, quietly singing, "A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket." A field of elephant grass, weighted with wind. Bowing under the stir of a helicopter's blades, the grass dark and servile, bending low, but then rising straight again when the chopper went away. A red clay trail outside the village of Mickey, a hand grenade. A slim, dead, dainty young man of about 20. Kiowa saying, "No choice, Tim. What else could you do?" Kiowa saying, "Right?" Kiowa saying, "Talk to me." 43 years old, and the war occurred half a lifetime ago, and yet the remembering makes it now. And sometimes remembering will lead to a story, which makes it forever. That's what stories are for. Stories are for joining the past to the future. Stories are for those late hours in the night when you can't remember how you got from where you were to where you are. Stories are for eternity, when memory is erased, when there is nothing to remember, except the story.